NBA Australia. Oh, wow, that is a start. I love it. NBA Australia, this is episode 3. I am James Clements. This is NBA Australia 4. What is this? Monday, November 20. It's the second month of the NBA season already. Can you believe it? I certainly can't. This is NBA Australia. It's a brand new podcast. It's your daily stop for all things NBA with just a dash of Australia thrown in for it. I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, one half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast, and I'm here to take you through some daily breakdowns of the hottest of NBA storylines, who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. Though we're going to get into that because Lonzo Ball will be balling out. We're talking about what happened last night in the NBA. We're also talking about what happened over the weekend in the NBA. We're going to be talking a bunch of smack about a bunch of other NBA junk. And we might even cover off what the Australian NBA players are up to. Today, we have some fun, dumb segments like Dickhead of the Weekend, Look at Me, and the Mark Brugge Who's That Sweaty White Guy Award. And don't forget the award-winning Yeah Nah segment. And a very special guest swinging by to deliver his review of Thor Ragnarok. That's right, we've got Dally! All right, let's go. It's NBA Australia, Episode 3. All right. You know how this works. We have, at the very start of this episode and of every episode, we have the whip crack, the daily whip around, where we catch up on all things NBA. It's the daily whip around. What happened on the weekend? We're going to break it down. Well, at least we're going to go over some of the highlights. Boston, 110, Atlanta, 99. That's 15 straight for Boston. Can you believe it? Kyrie. Our honorary Australian, Kyrie Irving, just out there dropping 30. He's like the mask. He's wearing a mask. Doesn't like the mask. And he's out there shredding nonetheless. But he had an amazing game. He's like suddenly turning it on. I like this. And it's not just because I may have picked him for the scoring title. It's not just that. It's mostly that, but it's not all that. Next up, there was an amazing game. Golden State, Philly, Saturday night. 47 points scored by the Philadelphia 76ers in the first quarter against Golden State. 47. Of course, Golden State went, yeah, nah, get fucked, dickhead, and dropped 47 points of their own in the third quarter, took the lead, and they won. No kidding. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's like every time that you're like, all right, cool, I think we've got Golden State's number here. They're like down by 22 or something at the half. They turn around and go, actually, no. This is what we're going to do now. Steph had 35. The coward Kevin Durant had 27. David West had a dirty, dirty 14 off the bench. It was a little bit much for the old young Philly whippersnappers. But anyway, we're going to talk about that game a little bit more in depth later. There was also a game between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Clippers. Oh, didn't go great for the Clips. Cleveland have now won 4 straight. And the Clips, we're going to have to call them the Clips until they actually win a game, because that was their 8th straight loss. That's not good. In terms of things you want to do in the NBA season, losing 8 straight is not near the top. Stop doing it. Also, maybe just tank. You know, that'd be a weird about face for the Clippers, wouldn't it? If they just go, all right, fuck it. We have the 5th worst record in the league, and they do at the moment. They're 5-10. Maybe if they just went, screw it, let's trade DeAndre. Let's just tank. Let's just do it. All right, good job, Clips. Utah came out of nowhere to beat Orlando on a back-to-back on Saturday. Having watched Utah on Friday night lose to the Nets in Brooklyn, this is a stunner. Utah did not look like they were going to win on the next night against a better team, but they did. Milwaukee shit the bed against Dallas on a back-to-back. This is what was meant to have happened to Utah. Milwaukee were meant to do the Utah. Well, Utah meant to do what Milwaukee did instead, and it didn't work. They got fucking hammered by 32 points by Dallas. Dallas. Dallas have Harrison fucking Barnes. How can you lose to that team by 32 points? And then last night, the Lakers beat Denver. And we're going to talk about this a bit more in hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. But The Lakers really, really put the torch to the old Nugs there. But, of course, 127-109. That's what happens, however, when you're Denver and your coach Mike Malone gets tossed, Nikola Jokic gets tossed, and Paul Millsap leaves the game in the second quarter with a hurt wrist. Still, good job, Lakers. Detroit beat Minnesota after Reggie Jackson psyched out Jimmy Butler's game-tying free throw attempt. Go watch the video. It's amazing. And in a two blind dudes boxing match, Phoenix popped Chicago 113-105. There was a bunch of other games on the weekend, but none of them are that interesting. I mean, Brooklyn came a long way back against Golden State yesterday. But of course, Golden State without the coward Kevin Durant and hung on after scoring 64 points in the half and then another 34 points in the third quarter and then only 20 in the fourth. So that might have been do you really get the feeling that Golden State just went, I think we're going to be all right? And turns out they were. So that was it. It was a big weekend. There was a lot of fun games, and you could sort of turn on League Pass and just find some other stuff. Like Toronto beat Washington, Indiana beat Miami. There's just a bunch of random fun stuff like that. And you're like, all right, cool. And they were okay games to watch. But the cool thing is, we have the NBA Straya approved performance of the weekend, and it actually comes with its own little thing. That's a knife, Kyrie fucking Irving. Takes off the mask, kills the Warriors on Thursday. Then turns around and kills the fucking Hawks. I mean, the Hawks are starting Luke, I don't belong in the NBA, but there's no better options and my hair is great, Babbitt. But he had 30 points with barely a missed shot. And also... said LeBron James. He had 39 against the Clips, and absolutely torched them. So, well done, LeBron and Kyrie. You're the weekend winners of That's a Knife. All right, old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? That'd be Nikola Jokic. He had to apologize to his teammates for getting kicked out of Sunday's game against the Lakers. Now, we're going to get down to this in the dickhead of the weekend, but to be honest, I don't know if he's got that much recourse to be apologizing. Old mates, no mates, that's Jokic. All right, y'all ready for? I reckon it's a good one.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. Right? He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. Right? We're coming for everybody.
This one's even better.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average.
Oh, can Lonzo be average? That's a very good question, LeVar Ball, scourge of President Donald Trump. But this is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. And now, heading into the weekend, better than Lonzo Ball could have been anyone ever who didn't run away from an on-court fight and leave his teammates in the lurch. Even Brooke Lopez was in there trying to get hit. Also, go look up that video of Lonzo running away. Everyone had to apologize for him. Even Kevin the Coward Durant wouldn't do that. Still, better than Lonzo Ball this weekend was going to be Donovan Mitchell. He looked really good against the Nets, the sort of guy I can sort of score at will. And you turn around, the dude's got 23 points out of nowhere. He had 15, 8, and 7 against the Nets. Of course, the Nets are starting Spencer Dinwiddie. Then he backed it up the next night with 12, 6, and 3, and 3 steals against the Magic. But then Lonzo went out and just went, all right, fuck y'all. I'm going to have my second triple-double of the season against those Jokic-less Nuggets. He had 11 points, 16 rebounds, 11 assists, shooting 5 of 13 and 1 of 4 from 3. So good job, Lonzo. Thing is, there's two cool parts about this. First, 16 rebounds in one game for Lonzo. Jamal Crawford, the same height as Lonzo Ball, he's also 6-6. He's got 17 rebounds for the whole fucking year. That's the same amount. Well, 16 is the same amount as Sindarius Thornwell, the famous Thornwells, Timothy Luau Cabarro, and Isaiah Taylor. They've only got 16 rebounds for the entire year combined. That's pretty good. The thing is, the second aspect of this, the only other Laker rookies in history that are hashtag better than Lonzo Ball and that only ever have two triple-doubles in their rookie season are Magic Johnson and Jerry West. So for this weekend, for today of NBA Australia, Magic Johnson and Jerry West are today's better than Lonzo Ball. Good job, Lonzo. Kind of proud of you. I'm also more proud of your dad. And we're going to get to that in just a second. Ah, oh, yeah. That's a good one, isn't it? Y'all ready? The award-winning segment. Yeah, nah. It's yeah, nah. We've got three yeah, nahs. We've got three NBA storylines that get a yeah, nah. And we figure out if it's more yeah or more nah. First up in yeah, nah, we have blow up the Clippers. Oh, yeah, nah. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's blow it up. Doc, I'm sorry. Sorry, pal. I'm not sure if you're a good coach anymore. Sure, they don't have any point guards. Beverly's out. Milos Teodosic is injured. Gallo's also hurt, but shit. Now they're up against the wall. 1 year left on DJ's contract. They won't be able to trade him and get probably fair return unless they do it right now. And then they should just be tanking. Tank, Clips, tank. They're 5-10. They've won one of their last 10 games. They're 13th in the West. Come on, Clippers. You got a clip. This is your true self. You know that. You know it to be true. Give into your anger. Just do it. Just tank. So blow up the Clippers gets a definite yeah, nah, yeah in the first yeah, nah. Number two, it's a hasty backtrack from Friday. Chris Paul is still good. Hey, yeah, nah. Yeah, fuck oath. I was all like, he's shit. Fuck that guy. And after like 5 minutes of their game on Saturday, no, Friday. Oh, shit, even Thursday and when he came back on Saturday. Paul looked good. He's hitting threes. He was driving. He just looked really good. I'm like, ah, yeah. Chris Paul is a very good basketball player. I'm still not entirely sure how this fit is going to work with he and Harden and this pretty awesome Houston offense. But for the moment, Chris Paul is still good. I'll shut the fuck up. And then the final yeah, nah, one I did not expect. I'm now on Team LeVar Ball. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Just fucking think. Of all the people in the NBA who've spoken up about the USA's vast amount of problems and political weirdness and whatnot, this Trump motherfucker goes after LeVar Ball because he hurt the president's feelings? Get the fuck out of here. Ooh, 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 people don't give me enough credit for doing my job. Get the fuck out of here, you orange turkey. Jesus Christ. LeVar Ball's like fucking stressed out. His wife's all sick and shit. One of his kids gets busted up in China. And the president's like, hey, hey, swinging his dick around going, look at me. I got rid of the, I fucking freed these guys. Bullshit you did, you fucking moron. So that also turns into pretty much the today's look at me, look at me, look at me. All right, look, maybe LeVar Ball can use his powers of spin for good in the end, right? Maybe he can. If he can, it's going to be amazing. All I know is that if it comes down to Trump or LeVar Ball, I'm on team LeVar.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He's the best player.
I love him. He's such a fucking loudmouth. Anyway, the Mark Bradke sweaty white guy of the week. Now we have a couple. This is going to be a Monday staple, I think. The Mark Bradke, Adelaide 36er legend, sometime erstwhile Philadelphia 76er. Also kind of weird that he went from the 36ers to the 76ers, right? You can probably track in time the amount of people who have done that on one hand, and it is Mark Bradke, the sweaty white guy of the week. This was going to be the finisher, Laurie, that's a girl's name, Markkanen. Dude is like pretty weirdly sweaty. And then, of course, I just copped a little bit of a glimpse at Zaza Pachulia last night. And that dude, oh, he actually looks like the Georgian Mark Bradke. So can we call this one a tie? That's Larry. That's a girl's name, Markkanen. And Zaza. You guys are the Mark Bradke, sweaty white guy of the week. All right, coming up next, we've got the Australian Player Watch. Woo! NBA Australia, cracking along on a Monday morning here in New York City. I'm staring at my window looking at some Russian dudes working on a roof. I hope your week has started okay. This is the Australian Player Watch in NBA Australia. Let's get right into it. He's my lord and savior. He's my grown adult son. I'm not a 76ers fan. I'm actually a Supersonics fan, so I can be whatever fan I want to be, and you can't tell me. Jackson Ben Simmons. He's averaging more points than Nikola Jokic and Jimmy Butler. More rebounds than Al Horford and Marc Gasol and the Polish hammer Marcin Gortat and the Kiwi hammer Steven Adams Ebru. And he's also averaging more assists than Kyle Lowry, Dame Lillard, and that little dork, Steph Curry. He went toe-to-toe with Golden State on the weekend. He had 23 points, 8 rebounds, and a career-high 12 assists. And they lost their 22-point lead basically because of the Philly bench and when Simmons sat. The Lord and Savior had a plus 7 in that game as well. One of only 3 Philly dudes with a positive plus minus. The other two were, weirdly enough, Robert Covington and Rashawn Holmes. Maybe Brett Brown. There's a bit of a thought for you. You can have that. Simmons shot 11 of 15 in that game as well. That was his 10th double-double. His PER is now 21.21. Through 20 games of an NBA season when they've been rookies, there's literally 18 people who have done that, had a higher PER, and all of them are basically Hall of Famers. So count me quite obviously, loudly, vociferously on the Ben Simmons bandwagon. I love it. 17.8 points, 9.2 rebounds, 8 assists now, 1.7 steals. He's shooting 50% from the field. Ben Simmons, you are our Lord and Savior. Next up, we have Patty Mills getting it cranking now. He went 8-3-3 against OKC on Friday. Ooh, only shot 3 of 11 and 2 of 7 from 3, though. So, oosh, not great. But at least he's starting. Loving it, Patty. He's looking good. He'll be fine. Jinglin' Joe Ingles. Whoa! It was fun. I got to see him in person on Friday night. Jinglin' Joe was pretty much the only good player the Jazz had on Friday. Didn't miss a shot. He was shot 5 of 5 from 3. Had 15-4-4. He was all lanky and sweaty and balding and awesome. And while you're here, go listen to the Zach Lowe podcast with Jinglin' Joe. Funny dude. I got a lot of time for Joe Ingles. He had a meh kind of game against the Magic on Saturday, but weirdly enough, the Jazz won that. Ingles had 6-6-4. Dude is still shooting better from 3 than he is from the field. I absolutely love that statistic to like a terrifying degree. Ingles, he's one of those dudes who just knows where to be on a basketball court as well. So I'm really, really kind of digging just watching him up close and just knowing how, like, knowing where he was going to go. Like, it was just clear that he had the game plan completely fucking sorted in his head. Anyway, he's shooting 47.1% from 3 and 45% from the field. That's unreal. On your Jinglin' Joe. Speaking of on ya, Matthew Dellavedova. Ah, Delly. He's got a bum knee. He's been out for the last two or three Bucks games. Though, of course, Star Wars Battlefront 2 did just come out. And with Eric Bledsoe now in the Bucks, I'm pretty sure Delly just chucked a sickie. Hashtag free Delly. How about his teammate there? Thon Maker. Oosh. He's having a rough go of it lately. Thon went 1 of 6 in 25 minutes against the, how do you say, not formidable front line of the Dallas Mavericks. He missed both of his three-pointers, but he did have 7 rebounds and 1 assist and 1 block, though, so I guess that's okay. Thing is, he hasn't made a 3 in his last 5 games. He shot 6 of 18 for the entire stretch, too. That's a 33.33 recurring percent for those of you paying attention. Thing is, at least Jason Kidd's trying to let him play through it. He's still averaging around 21 minutes a game. So give him hell, Thong, 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 Thong. I believe in you, pal. Aaron Baines. Oh, Baines. Since his big game against the Lakers, I'll be honest, the big cement truck dressed up as a human basketball player has not been that great. He had two points, four rebounds in 13 minutes against the Hawks, but Baines, I don't know, he'll come good. Andrew Bogut for your Los Angeles Lakers. He had hasn't been playing much. He had 7 minutes against Phoenix. In those 7 minutes, he had two assists, two rebounds, and one block. So, look, on the bright side, that's a per 36-minute rate of 10, 10, and 5. I mean, it's still no points because 0 points in 7 minutes extrapolates still into 0 points into 36. But then he backed that up with 3 minutes in the Lakers' weird win over the Denver. He had one made field goal and one rebound. Now, if you want to go to those per 36 numbers, they're through the fucking roof. He's basically averaging a 24 and 12, if you ask me. That is the Australian whip around. How about our daily question of the whip around? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah. And it was a bummer too with the Jazz in town. I would have loved to see Exum again. I think in 5 years of living in the US and going to Brooklyn Nets games and trying to make sure I see every team each year, I've seen Exum play once. Tough man. Tough Dante. The final part of our Australian Player Watch is always, how are our honorary Australians doing? Kyrie Irving, how are you doing? You just became the mask. You led your team, while hurt, to 15 straight wins. His numbers are down a little, but numbers are for dorks. Don't you know it? And the final honorary Australian, I'm going to add him to the list. Terrence Ferguson. I mean, he was born in Oklahoma, but he played in Adelaide. He's like the reverse Mark Brackey, I guess. Anyway, he's only played in 10 games, and he's not really getting off the bench much for OKC, which is not that much of a surprise. But to be honest, they really, the Thunder really just need like that fifth guy to pop. And if Ferguson could play a little bit of defense and maybe usurp a bit of those fifth person minutes for the Thunder, he's not going to get it done in 4.4 minutes a game. Come on, T-Ferg. Lift your game, mate. How about we have our swing by the Kiwi corner with Stephen Adams. Hey, bro. We're going to go to our Antipodean. Bro, hey. It's Stephen Adams. He's averaging 12 and 8, hey, bro. He had 16 and 8 in his first game back after missing 3 games with a calf injury, bro. Weirdly enough, though, OKC won all 3 of those games without Stephen Adams. They lost 4 straight with him before then, and they lost when he came back. Is Stephen Adams the problem in OKC, brew? Nah, he's all good, eh, brew? On your brew. That's it for Kiwi Corner. I like that one. Kiwi Corner with Stephen Adams is going to be a staple just because I like doing a really bad Kiwi accent. Also, there were two Kiwi, like, diplomats, businessmen. They have businessmen in New Zealand that aren't drug dealers. I don't know. They were sitting behind us during the Jazz game, and it was great because they kept giving all the basketball players basically rugby player names, just thinking of rugby players who had similar names, and just calling them that. So that was fun. Anyway, it's Monday. That means we have the NBA Strayer Dickhead of the Weekend. Yes, we do Dickhead of the Week on Fridays, and we do Dickhead of the Weekend on Mondays. I like this. It's a nice bookend. So, did you notice, and you may have if you were paying attention to the NBA over the weekend, Marc Gasol kicked Clint Capella's shoe, which came off in just normal NBA action. Gasol kicked that shoe, this giant size 40 kajillion shoe, out of bounds and got teed up. Like, Marc Gasol ran over, like, was near the shoe, he kicked it, nice little soccer tap, out. It sort of went towards the sideline, and the ref was like, nope, you can't do that. You've got a technical. But in a strange twist, Marc Gasol is not our NBA Australia Dickhead of the Weekend. It's the fucking ref, Tony Brown. Come on, man. If you watch this clip, that fucking shoe, which is like size 48, is like stuck in the middle of the fucking court, I think at the top of the key. You could step on that. You could have missed it. You could roll an ankle. You could snap a leg. You could fucking totally Paul George that shit. Gasol was literally doing the ref's job. Y'all can stop the game with an official timeout. Go get that fucking shoe so someone doesn't get hurt. And then Gasol is literally just trying to look out for dudes and go, all right, hey, no one trip over this. I'll get rid of it. And you give him a fucking tee, Tony Brown. Come the fuck on. Stop blowing. Like, James Harden is dribbling and, like, points out Gasol kicking the fucking shoe away like a fucking dubber. And Tony Brown jumped out of his fucking skin at James Harden's beck and call to call a tee. Get the fuck out of here. Tony Brown, sir, you are our NBA Straya dickhead of the weekend. Hey, but also, then Tony Mott got in on the action. Referee Tony Mott went, all right, fuck this. You're tossed, Mike Malone. That's fine. Mike Malone ran like a bunch of feet onto the court. However, Nikola Jokic, he was just arguing a fucking call, and Tony Mott is like, nah, you're tossed as well. Get the fuck out of here, man. Jokic is arguing a bunch of dodgy non-calls under the basket. The fuck is this? How about you toss LeBron, Harden, or Chris Paul every time they get in a ref's face about a non-call? You, Tony Mott, sir, are also the NBA Australia dickhead of the weekend. All right, coming up, we've got the Patty Mills inspiration board, and we're going to whip around tonight's NBA slate. It's NBA Australia! Woo! Oh, man. Patty Mills. I mean, as mentioned, he's not going great shakes on the court, but he'll pull it together. And Patty Mills, the inspiration board, he has two very nice tweets that I'm like 100% on board with. Actually, there's three. Patty Mills, he's like, it's been exciting following the RLWC 2017 from afar and seeing everyone play with so much passion. Great for the sport. Big fan. That's awesome. It's a Rugby League World Cup stuff, and Patty Mills is getting excited for it. Awesome Melanesian love and support by the Fiji Buddy Boys for the PNG Cumulus RL. That's the Rugby League. The Papua New Guinea Rugby League team. Nice one. Unlucky for the Kamuls, but man, they play hard. Big future for them boys. Hashtag Melanesian love. On you, Patty. And then, of course, the Patty Mills staple. Game day, baller. Game day. Hashtag versus Atlanta. Hashtag go Spurs go. Patty Mills, you are my yogi. I love it. Previews! Game previews. We're going to whip around each game on the NBA slate tonight real quick and talk some shit, or at least pump you up for it. First up, we've got Minneapolis-Charlotte. Well, Minnesota just lost to Detroit. Charlotte are fucking cratering as well. Charlotte basically have the exact same record as, almost the same record as the loathsome Brooklyn Nets. They're, Charlotte Hornets are 6-9. Nice. And they take on the, I don't know what to make of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're 10-6. They've won 7 of the last 10, but losing to Detroit, man, that's brutal. Speaking of Detroit, the Cavs are at the Pistons tonight. This is one of those fun ones where you get to go, hey, Detroit, they're second in the East still. They're still 11-5. And the Cavs have like won 4 straight and they're charging hard. I mean, LeBron's playing 40 bajillion minutes a game. But hey, Detroit. If you're any good, fucking prove it. Next up, Pacers Magic. Ugh. Ugh. Is there... Literally over the last 15 years of NBA basketball, has there been a less inspiring matchup than Pacers Magic? I mean, at least we get to see if the Magic can bounce back from losing the shitty Jazz, and the Pacers did. Kicked the crap out of Miami last night. That'll be interesting, I guess. Jazz at Philly. We've actually got a couple of Australians in this one. We've got Jinglin Joe Ingles versus our Lord and Savior Ben Simmons. That's going to be good. Of course, the Jazz, sans Rudy Gobert, maybe still sans Ricky Rubio. I don't know. He might come back. He was back in the Orlando game. Yeah, it'll be fun. But Jinglin Joe versus our Lord and Savior Ben Simmons, they might even get cross-matched. Who knows? Some Australian Aussie-on-Aussie violence. We have... coming up as well. The Clips versus the Knicks. Clips versus Knicks. Could this be 9 straight L's for the Clips? And while they're losing, we're going to keep calling them the Clips. All I want is for the Zinger to bust out of his slump there, because I need me some extreme. How about a supercharged Zinger burger? Yeah, give me a supercharged Zinger burger. So that's Clips at Knicks. Give me the Knicks. Actually, I'll run through my picks as well. Minnesota are going to beat Charlotte. Cavs are going to beat Pistons. Magic are going to beat the Pacers. Philly will beat the Jazz. Knicks will beat the Clips. Portland at Memphis. The tricky one. Dame and CJ versus Mike Conley and Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol, the shoe kicker. Jesus. Pretty fired up about that. Portland is sneakily smashing at the moment. Will they continue smashing is the question. They're 9-7. Memphis are 7-8. Memphis are at home. They lost to Houston on the weekend. Give me Houston. Ooh, got some Australians in this next one. Wiz at Bucks. Dally's back. At least that's been the thing. Maybe he's smashed a bunch of Star Wars Battlefront 2 and has gotten a bit tired. He's like, all right, fuck it. I better play some basketball there, eh? On your Dally. And the Thong Song. The Thong Song going up against the Polish Hammer. And Markieff Morris? Interesting. Let's see if Jason Kidd can coach them. Okay, give me the Wiz in that one. OKC versus New Orleans. I might watch the shit out of this game. The OKC Big 3 versus the New Orleans Literal Big 2. Cool. In New Orleans? OKC, though, have slightly gotten themselves a little bit better. 5-5 in their last 10. You expect them to be a bit over 500, but give me the Pelicans. Give me the Pelicans in that. At least it'd be fun to see the Kiwi Steven Adams, hey, bro, go up against Boogie and AD. Boston at Mavs. Can Boston win 16 straight? I don't know, but probably. Will Baines fight Dirk? Or at least he's got to fight Harrison Barnes, right? Because fuck Harrison Barnes. Give me Boston. Hawks versus Spurs, as Patty Mills just said. Hashtag go Spurs go. Spurs are going to win that one. That's a Pop coaching tree love in there with Budenhoser and Pop. Nice one. And Patty will be starting. And then finally, in what will probably be the worst game of the night, it's Nugs versus Kings. The Nugs just lost to the Lakers, and the Kings are the Kings. So that's not going to be great. And you know what? That's it. That's it for NBA Australia today. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and like us on Facebook over at NBA Australia as well. And please, if you're hearing this, make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. And why don't you just chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it? Go on. Give us a shot. That way you'll get this steaming hot pile of whatever the hell this shit is every day. And the good thing is, we're doing this every day. It's fun. How many whip-arounds can we get into it? Whoosh! So many whip-arounds. And we're going to finish up today with Dally swinging by to review Thor Ragnarok, because, of course, Dally is going to review Thor Ragnarok. Thanks once more to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, Faking the Bends. Go support their new band, House Hats. Search that out. It's fucking awesome. Their new song altogether is unreal. If you're in Australia, request it from Triple J and everything. Go on. Get yelly. House Hats are awesome. And that's it. All right. That's been NBA Australia for today. Monday, November 20. I've been James Clements. This has been NBA Australia. Stick around for Dally reviewing Thor. Laters. Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Dally over here. I'm swinging by NBA Australia to review that new Thor movie, eh? Fucking eh? I've been, like, chucking a sickie, because, like, the team doesn't really need me since they got, like, that Bledsoe fella. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to stay home, play like Star Wars Battlefront 2, and I'm going to go fucking see Thor. And I'll tell you, right off the fucking bat, this might be fucking Dally's favourite fucking movie ever. Just better than Tango and Cash and Con Air. Fucking love that Con Air, but anyway, I'll tell you, fucking Thor, man, he's pretty fucking funny, eh? He's probably even funnier than, like, me best mate Plugger from back home in Maryborough. And, like, Plugger's a funny bugger, eh? He's, like, probably the funniest bloke I've ever known. I'll tell you, you'd be, like, talking to some chick in, like, the car park of the High Street KFC, and you turn around, and there'd be fucking Plugger with his nutsack out. Fucking funny bugger, Plugger. Right, alright, so Thor, eh? I mean, look, to be honest, I fucking laughed my ass off. I was like, oh shit, Kate Blanchett's fucking shit up, and then, oh shit, Thor's all fucked up and they've cut his hair, and like, oh shit, Thor's gonna fucking fight the Hulk. It was fucking mental, eh? I'll tell ya, I made Deli over here had a bit of a fucking woody for most of it. That's how much fucking fun it was. But like, it was just real good. I was like, there was even a Kiwi alien, just like my mate from high school, Kiwi Kev. It was pretty fucking funny. I was like, this is the funniest movie I reckon I've ever seen, probably since, like, Step Brothers. It was just fucking good, bro. So, it was funny, and it was really good action and shit, like, pow, pow, fucking Thor's gonna fuck you up with his hammer and some lightning, and then the fucking Hulk is all like, fucking pow, pow, fucking Hulk smashing shit. Fully fucking sick, mate. No lies, eh? Like, that's why I reckon, just to settle it down for a second, Thor Ragnarok, I reckon, gets 10 out of 10 Deli ones. I mean, you've all got to go see it, eh? It's mental. Like, oh, mate, Deli over here loved it so much. Like, just, you got to do yourselves a favor, eh? All right, so Thor Ragnarok, it's fucking sick. Go see it, dickheads. And that's it for me for this week. I'll catch you next week. Go, Bucks. Later, fuckos. Deli!